Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. So excited to be with you today. I don't know why. I just am really excited to chat with you all today. So if you are in the chat, give me a big hey. Want to be with you. If you're not in the chat and want to be, we go live every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock Pacific and would love to have you join us. All right. Today we are talking about systems for hiring the best employees. And this is listener Eric Yarman's request. So I think what we've been doing for the last couple of times, if you give us a topic that we use, we go ahead and we give you a free ticket to the Grow My Cleaning Company live event that's happening next week. I'm flying out Wednesday, so today's Thursday, less than a week. Oh my gosh, a week from today we will be live. It's going to be awesome. If you want to join us, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. It shall be fantastic. And Eric Yarman, you've got a free ticket waiting for you because we are using your topic of systems for hiring the best employees. Just email support at growmycleaningcompany.com. We'll get you hooked up. All right. So the problem is, you guys know it. You gals know it. Cleaning Nation, you know it. If you've been in business for more than 6 consecutive seconds, you know that you hire employees, but they suck the life out of you. Sometimes they just plain suck. The problem is, without employees, you don't really have a cleaning business. You have a cleaning job. And trust me, I've been there. I know it. I've heard you guys. Sometimes it feels, this isn't the truth, but it feels like it's more work to hire and maintain employees than it's just to do it myself, right? And it's like a lie from the pit of hell. I guess it's true the same way it's easier to clean your kid's room than to teach you how to clean his room or tie his shoes or put his shoes on him. Is easier than to teach them. So short term, you're absolutely right. But by the time the kid hits 30, we got a problem, right? So without employees, we really truly have a cleaning job. And without good employees, you have a never ending list of pain and suffering and fires to put out. And your life devolves into herding cats, which kind of sucks. So today we're going to focus not as much on the hiring part, the logistics about a hire, although if that's your bag and you need that, go to, oh crap, hold on. I don't know what happened. My iWatch decided I was talking to it and just jumped into the conversation. So we're going to talk about how to hire the good employees, how to get them to stay, how to make them a benefit in your life and make your life better as opposed to worse. And if you're like, well, I want the systems and processes, we try and give podcasts about that. This is not going to be today. And also you can go to growmycleancompany.com/event because we're going to cover those in detail next week over our 3-day event. So if you really, really want to get this lit, come to that. All right. So the problem is a lot of us start with this lie from the pit of hell that hiring and managing employees sucks, but there's no way around it. That's just how life is going to be. As long as you have that belief, nothing I can do is going to help you. We first and foremost have to go, that's not the truth, right? The truth is, and I'll tell you, I've lived this way. Like Lindsay, I don't know if she's here, but we was literally slacking before we started our team. Jackson Pinky, as we call him, a lot of you guys and gals know him, is our Facebook guru, Facebook ads guru, made a little emoji of me, which the team has had a ton of fun of because it's me looking semi-ridiculous. He's now going to make one for the whole team, and I love hanging out with those guys, and you can have that in your life as well in terms of having employees that actually bring you joy and make you happy and are why you do what you do as opposed to them being this necessary evil. Ashley Wavy says, hey, hiring core values has been a game changer. Thank you for your team and all that you do. She just says that because I'm taking her and her husband, my wife and I are having dinner with the newly new to Phoenix Whaley clan tonight. Really looking forward to seeing you guys, by the way. Okay, so we got to first and foremost kill forever the lie from the pit of hell that this is, it just sucks. We're in the, oh, my least favorite. Hey, Daisy, good to see you, sister. My least favorite is that crap of that's just how it is. We're in the cleaning business, right? Or, you know, that's how it is, right? Once you give into that, then that's how your life shall be, right? So we've got to get out of that and realize that when we attract the right people means core values match. We're going to talk about that in a second. And you give them the right environment, which is calling them out and encouraging the best in them, then it can actually be the most fun part of your business. So the cool thing is we're not going for, or I can't help you with, these employees suck and they're lazy and they're jerks and I hate them and they make my life miserable. How can I get them to stop sucking? All that I just said, we got to stop that first, right? So we've got to move to not just looking to make them not suck, but go, how can I actually enjoy these people? And really go, maybe part of what I was put on this earth to do in owning this business is to build a team of people that I respect and that needs me and that needs an opportunity. And I can pour into them and it can actually be one of the most fulfilling parts of the business. So we want to move from not just going from they suck to not sucking, but from they suck to, wow, they can really contribute to me and enrich my life and my employees or my team's lives and help me with my vision and my goal, but I can pour into them and make their lives better, right? So that's the first and foremost. Once we get that foundation set, it's much easier. A corollary to that is the nonsense of, I just need to hire the best cleaner. Whoever's a good cleaner is a good employee, which makes sense, right? If I'm hiring a cleaner, you're like, them being a good cleaner, shouldn't that be the beginning and the end of it? Superficially, yes. If you don't actually have to work with them or get them to do anything, yes, just having them be a good cleaner is a good start. Good to see it. John Zapata Restrepo. Long time no talk, buddy. So we got to get out of, I'm looking for the best cleaner, into I'm looking for the best core values match. I'm looking for the best team member. And I got to tell you, we've done this with the team members that we have. Lindsay started kind of with a lot less responsibility. We'll just put it that way. And her role has evolved because she's a great team member. She loves you guys. She is such a core, but when it comes to having fun, making money, being real and helping out and just being a good human being, you're not going to get better than Lindsay, right? So I don't even know what job we hired her for, some sort of administrative position. And I'm sure she was fine at it, but that had nothing to do with nothing. It's that she was such a good core values match, which is what we're looking for. So really important that we move from looking for good cleaners, which who cares, to looking for good team members. I can teach anyone to clean, right? But if they're a bad team member, I can't teach them how to be a good person, right? Marco says nothing builds creating a great culture and creating an environment where employees want to be. So freaking true. Ashley's giving Lindsay some well-deserved love. The only problem we have with Lindsay, and it's a big problem, is her name is almost impossible to say. There's a B and a J right next to each other. Bjork, I mean, come on, Lindsay, get your act together. Sorry, I can't help but give, you know, if we give too much love, they get the big heads. We gotta knock them down a little bit. So again, a lot of this is the beliefs that we walk into it, right? The belief of it's going to suck. It doesn't have to suck. It can be amazing. The belief of I need a good cleaner. We don't. We need a good team member. The next one is, and I hate this one. This really breaks my heart. There's no good. No one wants to work in my area. Everyone's lazy. There's no good employees, you know, especially with COVID. The government's giving out money. I can't compete with that. We're not competing for those people, right? Like, poor Lindsay's like, my maiden name was Wade. She went from the easiest name in the universe to pronounce to Bjorkland. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of, you know, ladies taking the fella's name, call me old fashioned, but man, you might have a case, Lindsay. Lindsay Wade going to Bjorkland. That's a woman in love right there. Well done, sister. So yeah, that belief that nobody wants to work is really just an excuse for saying I'm not willing or able to create an environment that's attractive to the right people, right? So our team member, you know, I'll just keep picking on Lindsay because we've started. I don't know what she's in like New York, so I know there's money out there. I have no idea if she would have said, I got fired from COVID, give me money. I'm sure she could have done nothing and made similar money. I don't even know how it works, but she loves you guys and she's down with our cause. She loves serving you and it's important. So the right people, I'm not competing with the government because the people that we want don't want money for nothing. They want to be a part of something big, right? So we lie to ourselves and try and give ourselves the easy way out. And we're like, you know, no one wants to work. They're all lazy. The reality is no one wants to work, comma, where their talents aren't appreciated, right? They want to be acknowledged for the greatness within them. Here's the magic, by the way. This is advanced stuff. They want to be recognized for the greatness within them, especially when they don't see it themselves, right? A lot of times employees come in, you don't know, we've all been through stuff, right? We've been kicked in the teeth and just not treated well oftentimes. And oftentimes we have employees that are afraid to even think that they're worth anything, and just letting them know that we care about them and love them and they are of value and they can, the we as a team need them and their contribution is valued. Holy heck, those people are just, they'll be your most loyal people ever. And it's fun. It feels great to just, it's fine to make money, but it's much, much more about changing lives, right? You can always make money when you're changing lives. Sonia says, what's a good pay rate to start an employee on? Again, that's the exact opposite of what we're talking about, Sonia. And we teach that in our system. The reason I'm not getting into it is I don't want to say it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys know as well as I do, if it's a cleaner, you know, the rate's going to be somewhere between 10 and 15 bucks an hour, probably, right? Depending on where you live. But that's not the magic. If you pay 20 bucks an hour, but you treat people poorly, you have people that aren't a core values match, people that aren't a good team member, you can pay all you want. It's not going to matter. If you get a good community, you can almost pay them nothing. And I wouldn't recommend that, right? Because that's hopefully outside of your core values. One of our core values is to make money, not just for you guys, but for us as a company, not just for us as a company, but for our employees. I want them to make money, right? So it's not as much how you pay, it's who you pay, right? You got to make sure you get the right gal or guy and then treat them fairly. You don't violate your core values, right? But the reality is, we'll just go right in. That makes me think, Sonia. A lot of times this is so debilitating. We kind of have this gross belief that the only thing or the best thing that I have to offer my employees is money. And it can't be further from the truth, especially when it comes from Daisy, one of our millionaire mastermind. High five, sister. Nailed it for the win. Great employees aren't looking for hourly wage. They want a community to be in. That is so true. Spoiler alert, guys, when we're paying that $10 to $15 an hour kind of minimum wage area wage, they can get that anywhere. They can get it from the government. They can get it from some other crappy job where they don't know their name. Daisy said it perfectly. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for a community. They're looking for acknowledgement. They're looking for purpose. They're looking for fun, shared values, recognition. Money is only valuable when it points to those things, right? So the reason we pay, aside from the law and wanting to be fair, is it wouldn't work for Lindsay if I'm like, Lindsay, you're an amazing human being. I appreciate you so much. I do, sister. I'm looking at you. I really appreciate all that you do for our community, and I'm going to pay you unfairly, right? Could you do it for a nickel an hour? Well, that now she's like, hold on, something's full of crap here, right? That doesn't seem right. So we've got to obviously pay in a way that is in line with all the other stuff that we're talking about, right? If I try to screw Lindsay out of wages, she's not going to believe that I value her, right? So we obviously have to pay people fair. But people will take recognition over more money every time, and they're not going to get screwed, right? It's not like I can just recognize Lindsay only and not pay her or any of our team members. But if it was more money and more recognition, they'll say they want more money, but they'll act. Typically they'll respond better with more recognition. Angela says it's hard to find people who have good work ethics and good morals. That's exactly what we're talking about. Believe it or not.
Sorry.
It's a, I God bless it, Siri. I don't know why it keeps, sorry, Siri keeps jumping in on me. Yeah, Lindsay's like, a nickel for hour doesn't go too far in New York City. Sister, it doesn't go too far anywhere in the United States. Angela's saying it's hard to find people good at work ethics and good morals. Believe it or not, it's much more about you and how you present yourself. The story I've told before is I live in Phoenix, and I've lived in Scottsdale, which is kind of a suburb of Phoenix, and Scottsdale's fairly wealthy and can be known for like the Cougars. You know, I hate to use that. Kind of derogative terminology, but a lot of my friends would complain. I've been married for 10 years now, so this is old story, but a lot of my friends would complain about the women and be like, oh, they're all just, you know, gold diggers and they just want money, and they, you know, it's all about money, and I don't make enough money, and money, 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 right? It's hard. They would say something similar to Angel said. It's hard to find a girl that's kind and sweet and like normal and not crazy, not all about money. And I was like, I never really ran into that. I always dated quality girls, and I realized it's not as much. You know, they blame Scottsdale, right? Because Scottsdale's outside of them. It's easy to complain about the city. Right? It's all everyone in Scottsdale's bad, right? That's so much easier to say than, and maybe the way I'm living is attracting the wrong type of person. And that was the reality that I found is how you show up. I never really found money grubby girls because that just wasn't my thing, right? So I want to encourage you, Angela. And that's a lot of what we talk about in the systems and processes. Again, join us for the event if you want the full skinny. The way that you identify your core values and how you permeate those through your entire hiring process, from the ad to the first interview, the second interview, to the training, to the monthly parties, all the stuff that you do, if you show up the right way, you'll get the right people. Another example is I've heard, and this is kind of a darker side of it, if you find kind of a victim, someone that's been abused in their past as an adult. You know, they're now adults, but they've been abused throughout their life, and a perpetrator or a bad guy. And you put them in a room of 100, they'll find each other, right? There's that energy that they're giving off. And that poor victim might think like all the people are bad, but he or she just kind of seeks out or attracts that person. So it has a lot more to do with changing our energy to attract the right people than it does to complete, right? That victim, right, who is attracted to or finds or is found by the perpetrator in a group of 100 people, if there's two perpetrators, she finds them both. She's, from her perspective or his perspective, it's like, yeah, everybody's bad. But the reality, that's not the reality. The reality is the way that he or she, and please don't hear me blaming victims. That's not the point at all. The point is the way that we show up has everything to do with who we attract, right? People are like, oh my gosh, Mike, you're so lucky that you attract such great people. Yeah, I am blessed. I'll say that, but I don't know about lucky, right? We're very intentional about how we treat the people that we have, who we accept, all that sort of stuff. And it works for you guys, right? I feel like I brag on you guys, Cleaning Nation. Like, I get to serve the best people in the freaking, in the freaking world, right? So I'm constantly bragging on you guys. And guess what? We do get the best people in the world. Amy says, hey, gang, give it a hot minute. Glad to be live with you all. Good to have you, sister. So we're kind of getting deep and philosophical, a little deeper than I was hoping to go, but this is great. We just want to reshift from how much do I pay? What do I write in the hiring ad? You know, what do I say in the interview? Shift from that to who do I need to be, right? And then what are my values? That's why you start with, you know, step one of the Clean Profit Method is core values, or centers around core values. Because if you know who you are, then we can just, the answer to what do I write my ad? Core values. How do you show up in all my interviews? Core values. How do I train folks? Core values. Angela says, change the mindset is what you're saying. Positive mode it is. Beautiful. Well, it depends. If you want positive people, positive mode is it is. If you want a bunch of complainers, let's do that, right? You're absolutely going to attract what you are. So again, the things that we've killed so far is hiring, managing has to suck because we're in cleaning business. Bull crap. It's quite the opposite. We're looking for good cleaners. No, we're not. We're looking for good team members and good core values fit. No one wants to work. There's no good employees. Switch that and realize it really is who we want to show up. And there's always people working, right? I promise you, you've got a competitor across town that's got great employees, right? So it's not bad. It's just they don't want to work where their talents aren't appreciated. And then the last thing that we've got to kill is the best thing that we have to offer them is money. That couldn't be further from the truth. They want community. They want acknowledgement, purpose, fun, values, recognition, all that sort of stuff. Money's a piece of that. That's a way that we recognize people, but it's certainly not the only piece. So the last thing before we kind of move on, I want to give you guys is once we get that, we can swing too far to the other side. Like, oh my gosh, if I've got a good culture and good core values, no one should ever leave. That also is not true, right? You're going to bum yourself out because that's not a fair standard. The reality is the best cultures I've had, certainly with cleaning, right? When we've got kind of minimum, you know, lower wage stuff, a sign of a healthy culture is they're constantly getting better jobs elsewhere, right? You help them grow as people. And is it, everyone's giving me on the mindset. So we might have to have Tracy on here pretty quick to really do a help you, you know, dive into that. So if you're doing a good job with lower wage employees, a healthy sign is that they're getting better jobs and leaving you periodically. I'm not talking after a couple of weeks, but after they've been with you months or years, they're like, hey, I've got a real job and my life's together and whatever. Don't take that as a loss. That's a huge win. That's what you put into the world. And again, once you've got a funnel that gets you all the employees that you need, it's fine. That you got more coming in. It's exciting. Open up the spot for somebody new. So don't feel like no one should ever leave when you have a good culture. It's quite the opposite. No one should ever leave pissed off. I shouldn't say no one. You shouldn't have a lot of pissed off people, no call, no shows, last minute stuff. We're going to talk about that in a second. But if you've got people leaving for bigger and better and they do it giving you notice in a respectful way, that's a success story. That's what we want, right? We don't ever mourn that. Okay. That said, you were still going to have some people no call, no show, last minute, blah, 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 blah. It just shouldn't be running your business, right? So that's, don't say, oh, I had somebody act flaky or get pissed or whatever, so I did a bad job. Could be. You could have done something bad. It's also possible that they had their own thing going on in their life, right? And even if they were a good employee to start and they were a good core values match, sometimes when people get under stress, they can live outside of their core values and act in a way that's not, I don't say not really them, but it's not them long term, right? So as long as it's not, if this is a consistent thing where our business is always in chaos because of our employees, that's something with the culture we've got to get fixed, right? If overall everybody loves it and is great and they give you energy and you give them energy and every now and again kind of a bad egg slips in or out, that is A-okay, right? The core values and the culture is actually be like, holy crap, so many less of those come in. They leave quickly, right? Because they feel out of place pretty quick. And the shrapnel is much less, right? So if it's defining your business and how you would see yourself, we got a problem. If it's rare and semi-unexpected, that's just how it is. So you got to give yourself permission to be that. So, last thing I want to give you, we don't want to catch employees doing wrong, right? There's so often we want to be like, especially with cleaning, right? I guarantee even with you, I could find something wrong. If you're the best cleaner in the world, we can always find something wrong with somebody. So what, to what end, who cares, right? We want to start catching them doing stuff right, right? So, oh my gosh, this is great. You did great here. This is great here. When you give them 10 compliments, they're much more open to hear. And sincere compliments, right? We don't make stuff up. But people are amazing, right? They'll do good stuff. You just get to decide what you want to look for. But you give 10 sincere compliments, feel free to give one encouraging correction, right? But if it's 10 even encouraging corrections, they didn't listen after the first half of one, right? So really important to catch employees doing stuff right. And the more you catch them doing stuff right and just live the core values, they'll catch themselves doing stuff wrong. Most of our team, I can't remember a time, was like, you really screwed the pooch on this one. If ever, rarely do they make big mistakes. If they do, they come to me going, I really screwed up. And that's the culture that we want. So the beautiful thing is once you get this, holy crap, can you have freedom to not be micromanaging there? You can get away from your business, work on it as opposed to in it. Take actual vacations. It's fun. You get purpose. Your team is all of a sudden this thing that you're building that you love and gives you joy and that you're able to pour into them. And sometimes the service you give to your team is even better than the profits that you make. And it can be the most important legacy you leave in your life. It's super, super important. Cecilia's like, so needed to hear this. I'm glad for you, sister. So glad. All right. If this is scratching where you're itch, like, holy heck, yes, Mike, I need this, but it's 20 minutes. What? Yeah, I need more. The 3-day event we are doing next week is for you. Literally, we can go 3 full days. It's $100. Every time we've done this before, it's been thousands and limited to a very few amount of people. This is just first one open to Cleaning Nation. Daisy says freedom. She's going to Mexico 2 weeks. She's one of our Millionaire Mastermind folks. She and her husband and Team Jim, they're vacationing together. They're going to be on a panel at the event. So that's going to be awesome. Come join us, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If you are just starting, oh my gosh, we're going to blow your mind. If you've been doing this a while, but you're still cleaning, whether it's all you or you've got a couple of helpers, but you're still in the field, this 3 days could be where you get out. If you're finally out of cleaning, but you're now just trapped in the office and you feel like you can't take a vacation or get 3 days on your business, even if you're out of the field and you're ready to scale, but you just feel stuck by the day to day, this is all for you. We are going to look at what is possible for you in terms of freedom, in terms of money, in terms of impact, like with the employees, like we talked about, over the next 90 days and over the next 12 months, based on who you're serving now, who your team is now, where you're at now, where you want to be. We will look at things like pricing, client attraction, hiring and staffing. You think this is good? We're going to dive deep. What's working? What's not working? We're going to identify the opportunities, which is going to lead us to the number one thing that's been holding you back, the obstacle. And we're going to figure out a plan to put together and get you out of that. So not only are we going to have a crap ton of fun, this really should be a transformational area. Yay. Sonia's like registered already. Really needed this. Sonia, I can't wait to see you. Angel's like ready, signed up, ready to learn. That's the key, by the way. I want to emphasize that. I wish just give me $100 would change your life. It won't do a blessed thing for you. What Angela said, showing up, being ready to learn, that's transformational. So I really want to encourage all of you out there listening that are already registered. Don't be cleaning, right? If it costs you $500 or that. So again, our event's $100. I think you get a VIP ticket for $300. If you're like, oh, it's going to cost me $500 in revenue that I could have been cleaning to work on your business for 3 days and finally transform and get the thing that you want, for crying out loud, take the time off. I can't encourage you more. Again, we're going to figure out what's working, what's not, where you're at, walk through the main pieces of your business, identify the number one obstacle that's been holding you back. Mark says he's going to be there. I'll look for you, man. And then we're going to map out an action plan so you can have more fun, help more people, have a bigger impact, and make more money much, much, much more quickly, right? This thing took me 20 years to figure out, and it is my joy and honor to be able to help you guys make smarter, better decisions and get there so much faster with so much less headache. So you'll leave the event feeling so good, confident, excited, loved by a community, and in love with your business again, right? Ready to scale. So if that's you, please join us. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. And we're sending a super sexy package. We spent a bunch of money and time on these packages to make you feel loved. So hurry up, because we're literally, it's going to be a week from today. So we're getting really close to where you're going to get it. Because if you sign up, obviously we got to package it, mail it, and all that sort of stuff. So growmycleaningcompany.com/event. It's going to be awesome. We are going to go into all the stuff deep. Can't wait to see you guys there. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.